Hello, my name is Julia Villa, and I'm a recent high school graduate of Anne Sobrato High School in Morgan Hill. Thank you to the First East Silicon Valley for selecting me as this year's Victor M. Arañaga Junior Leadership Award recipient. I'm saddened to not be able to receive this award in person, as I am currently representing First East Silicon Valley at First T's Game Changer Academy in Minneapolis. My experience at the First East Silicon Valley was a bit backwards. I started as a volunteer coach at Gatlin Golf Course in Gilroy, then became a participant and a member of the First Tee Junior Council. I could have never imagined what an impact this program could have on my life. I'm excited to share with you all my journey with the First Tee Silicon Valley and how they helped me feel like I belonged, enlisted self-confidence, and gave me the professional skills and experience that prepared me for my future. First Tee Silicon Valley's appreciation and commitment to diversity helped me feel like I belonged. I'm really appreciative that they do community outreach to attract and connect youth of all different ages, ethnicities, and socioeconomic backgrounds, as it creates a dynamic environment. I felt that diversity in each one of my classes. More importantly, I felt that everyone was included, valued, and a part of a team when in classes. This type of inclusivity and unity is truly one of a kind, and as a Latina female golfer, it gave me the confidence to be myself and say that I belong here. As a member of the Latino or Latina community, I've been impacted by Victor M. Arañaga Jr.'s leadership and commitment to serving our community. His commitment to people that look like me makes me feel seen and all the more proud of our representation within the golf community. As Victor says in his emails, keep a smile, which is something universally understood across all cultures. I once had a second grade participant ask me in class, "Why are you always smiling, Coach Julia?" I just smiled back and said, "I'm just happy to be here." But if I'm being honest, it's hard not to smile when you're surrounded by silly students that are taught to respect one another, coaches who truly care to learn about each student, and a vibrant community that makes you feel appreciated. My mom always says to me, "They see you how I see you." To me, that means the First Tee Silicon Valley sees me as family, and that is a great feeling. Again, I belong here. Unfortunately, away from the First Tee Silicon Valley, such inclusivity and support wasn't what I experienced, and my confidence suffered as a result. For example, during my freshman year in high school, I attempted to try out for my school's golf team, but was discouraged from trying out because I was told it would be too competitive. Naturally, that caused me to feel inadequate and made me form a negative opinion on golf. Why would I be told what I can't do? That discouragement held me back for 2 years. Yes, it took me 2 years to realize that this is a game and a space for me. I'm happy to say that the First Tee Silicon Valley not only gave me my confidence back, but it gave me the confidence to try new opportunities. The first step in instilling self-belief, as I mentioned earlier, was creating the sense of belonging. And the second step was giving me the encouragement to take on new challenges. Coach Manny was so adamant that I take the classes in addition to just volunteer coaching that it gave me the push I needed to take the game back up. Once in the classes, I was taught the concept of a stretch zone, which is all about pushing yourself to learn, being comfortable with feeling uncomfortable, and taking on new challenges as much as possible. We learn and grow the most when we are pushed and feel a little uncomfortable. As a result, I now have the confidence to push past my self-set limitations. I'm proud to be a part of a community that pushes you to do more than what you thought is possible. We all belong here and can go anywhere and do anything. That is powerful. As my self-belief and confidence grew, I felt more and more excited about my future. First Tee Silicon Valley then helped me discover my future plans and gave me the space and opportunity to develop the necessary professional skills. I was interested in event coordination, so I shadowed First Tee Silicon Valley's marketing coordinator, Nicole Woodson, and learned about event marketing and coordination from start to finish. I learned group collaboration skills, how to organize and structure event agendas, and practice professional correspondence. Then she and my coaches encouraged me to lead in the First Tee Junior Council Committee. I was in charge of planning our Junior Coach Appreciation event. Because of this experience, I'm happy to announce that in the fall, I will be attending Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, majoring in experience industry management with a concentration in event planning. Thanks to the first two Silicon Valley, I now feel like I belong and have the self-belief that I will be a positive and professional force in the workplace. Your donations contribute to a larger story than just youth golf. You help First Tee Silicon Valley continue to shape our stories and the lives of kids and teens like me. Thanks again for this amazing opportunity and recognition. And thank you to the First Tee Silicon Valley for believing in me when I didn't believe in myself. Lastly, I'd like to dedicate this award to my grandpa, who was an avid golfer well into his 80s, but lost his ability to golf after suffering a massive stroke. Grandpa, this one's for you.